The search for the remains of one of the so-called disappeared Joe Linsky has uncovered remains in a grave in a County Monaghan cemetery. They were found during an exhumation in the graveyard of St Michael's Church in Aniela, a village between Castleblaney and Monaghan town. Our northern correspondent Conor McCauley joins us now. Conor, this dig took place yesterday. What's known?
Well, as you said, Audrey, a team from the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains arrived at St Michael's Church at Aniela, County Monaghan, early yesterday, I think. That's just off the A2 between Clontibret and Castleblaney. In the graveyard, they focused on a single family grave and exhumed all the remains from within that. Now, I understand that several sets of remains were recovered. The Commission said it had done this on information received about suspicious historic activity during the 70s at a grave in the cemetery. And they said that both that time frame and the location coincided with the disappearance of IRA man Joe Linsky in 1972. And the clear inference is that the suspicion is certainly that someone may have used a legitimate family grave to conceal the body of Mr. Linsky, who'd been abducted and shot by the IRA.
Who was Joe Linsky?
Well, he's a rather intriguing character, Audrey. He's a former Cistercian monk who went on to become a member of the IRA. He wasn't actually on the original list of the disappeared that was published in the late 90s. In fact, he was only added in 2010. He was abducted and shot during what appears to have been a bitter internal feud. Some say there was some sort of a row over a relationship. I actually spoke to his niece, Maria Linsky, at the start of the month at a commemoration for the disappeared at Stormont. And Maria Linsky told me that the family had been lied to over the years about what had happened to him. They were told he'd actually gone to America. She said on one occasion her brother had gone to the States to attend an event and was told he just actually missed Joe. There have been several unsuccessful digs for Joe Linsky in recent years, but they were in County Meath, so this has moved the investigation in a completely new direction.
Has there been any comment from any of the priests involved in the parish of Clontibret of St Michael's Church?
No, we've had no comment from any of the clergies just yet. I mean, what will happen now, I suppose, is that all the remains will be taken for formal identification. The purpose of that, obviously, is to see whether any of the remains there, which were recovered, should not have been in the grave or are unaccounted for. That process, of course, will take some time. That's going to be a pretty agonising wait for the Linsky family. I think we also probably shouldn't forget the family whose grave may have been used to conceal these Joe Linsky's remains. If indeed it is him, it can't be easy for them either. The Linsky family, we're told, are cautiously optimistic, but they have had disappointments like this before.
They certainly have, and other families are waiting as well still for information about their loved ones.
That's correct. I think there are four now outstanding members of the disappeared, four families still waiting for the confirmation of the location of the remains, some 13 of the 17 bodies which ultimately made it onto the list have now been recovered.
Conor, thank you very much indeed. Our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.